I'd like to call the Appropriations Committee to order. Today is September 25th. The time is 1 p.m. Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congressman Bickford.
Present.
Congressman Edwards.
Present.
Congressman Goodwin.
Present.
Congresswoman Staley. Chair White.
Here. We have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Speaker Walker, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this afternoon?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for this day. Thank you for the pretty weather, the recent rains. Lord, again, I just want to ask that you'll be with us, provide us direction as we kind of get close to winding down this session, Lord. Please assist us in making the decisions that the executive branch will need to carry out the functions of this government and administrate the programs and departments that they oversee, Lord. Again, I just want to thank you for everything, Lord. All these things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes.
Move to approve the minutes of September 21st.
Second.
I have a motion and a second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed say no. Seeing none, the minutes are approved for September 21st. Next item on the agenda is FY19 budget consideration. Without objection, we'll move that item down to below ONCA 1848. So we are now at ONCA 1848, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 in the amount of $74,083,012 and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor. Congressman Potts is the vice chair, and I will relinquish the chair to Congressman Potts unless you would like for me to designate another chair so we can engage more fully in the meeting. I don't mind doing so. Speaker Walker.
Yes.
Would you mind chairing our meeting so we can all fully engage, or is that?
Sure, I'd be glad.
Not on the committee, no. Okay, well, I was just wanting the committee to be able to fully engage, so let's see.
I can chair.
Okay. I relinquish the chair to Congressman Potts then.
Moving on to consideration of 1848. Dr. Whitehorn, you are the sponsor. You have the floor.
Thank you. Well, I can put out how I would like to proceed with this right now, and if the committee agrees, that's fine. If not, we can do something differently. What I would like to look at is I've come to the table with the committee substitute. I move that we adopt the committee substitute.
There's a motion to adopt a committee substitute. There is a second. Any discussion?
What's the committee substitute?
This is the committee substitute.
You got one in your clip together there. That's the committee substitute.
Point of clarification. At the last Congressional Affairs Committee meeting, last Appropriations Committee meeting, I believe the author was directed by this committee to prepare the substitute. That's why it's here to adopt.
Correct.
Okay.
And is this a
summary?
No.
I'll
get there. Substitute.
Any further discussion on the adoption of the committee substitute? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor of adopting the committee substitute, please signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, committee substitute has been adopted. Congresswoman White.
So the next thing I'd like for us to do as a committee is to look through the committee reports and be assured that what came out of committee has been incorporated into this committee substitute. So how we would like to proceed with that, I think it would be great if whoever is from the committee of jurisdiction would grab their committee report. You should have a copy of the committee report and go through and review and make sure that the, any amendment on your committee report or suggestion that a different budget should have been entered in that place has actually been done so. I have Mr. Gill here. He's been instrumental in drafting this and putting the committee substitute together as the reports have come out of committee. So if that would be a good way to proceed, Chair, I'd take any suggestions further needed.
Happy to move forward in that light. Do we want to do it committee by committee? Congressman Edwards.
I'm the committee chair for education. The committee report has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 dates on it. Miracle upon miracles, there were no changes. Now, I wasn't here the day that I thought there were some sections that were incorporated. Is that not in education?
I believe Congressman Edwards is referring to the adoption of WEWA budgets that were considered in the education committee. I, too, was absent from that committee meeting. I'm present at the Gaming Enterprise Board meeting. My understanding is that those budget submissions have been incorporated regarding WELA admin, WELA SkyTook, WELA Pahesco, WELA Fairfax.
And we did make a motion to that effect in this committee, I believe.
We did make a motion to that effect in the appropriations committee, yes.
So that should be in the minutes.
And from our last meeting, excuse me, that we just approved?
I think so. Communication 16, 18-6-24 amended budgets for WELA, Pahuska, Mammon, Fairfax, and SkyTook.
Okay.
So as long as those were incorporated in the education committee, reported nothing else, no changes.
Congresswoman Lytle.
Mr. Gill, in this packet, did we incorporate the budgets that Congresswoman Edwards indicated?
Yes, there were a total of 12 budgets that were incorporated into the bill, and then the amendments that came out of the Government Operations Committee, I believe there were 3 that were put into the bill, and then be aware that it has been renumbered due to there being, there was one number that was reserved, I believe it was section 29. So, and then there was also an inserted budget, a new budget that was inserted. So I believe after about 29, and the numbers are right around 29, the numbers are different than they were in the previous bill.
Thank you, Mr. Gill.
Usually, I think it's between 29 and about 81, 82. They are different.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Do you want me to do GovOps too, since you're
yes.
GovOps here? Okay, so with respect to GovOps, there were amendments to the section 9. Didn't put the heading of what section 9 was.
No, but you have a title page, accounting.
Okay.
Page 7.
It was strike 133 at line. Well, let's see. No, numbers won't match. There's some place where there was 133.5, it looks like professional fees, line 306, and insert 183.5. That looks like that's been done.
It's on page 7, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then the number is 1638785, so that looks like that one was done.
Okay.
next amendment was section 105.
Which will be a changed section, correct?
Yes.
Let's see if we can get close and figure out what it was.
It actually won't be. That one won't be.
Page 105.
It's tribal works.
Can you drive?
It's tribal works. Section 105.
What is it in the new bill?
It should still be 105.
Page 103, section 10, still section 105.
Okay.
4714. Strike 72,970.
Yeah. 52,970. 52,970.
52,970, I see that. That's under tribal operations expense. Strike 40,000 and insert 60,000. That's under rental equipment and maintenance. That looks like that's been made and adjust totals accordingly. Okay, so that's that.
I don't have future amendment for this page.
Pardon?
So I might have future amendment for this page.
Okay.
I'm going to make a note of it.
And then the next page is section, the next one is section 92.
Should still be the same section there, too.
Section 92. I thought you said they all changed after 29.
They changed between 29 and 83. What we did was we took 29 out, so they all fell back until you get to about 83, where we added one for wheels. So then, once we did that, everything after 83 was the 82 or 83 was the same.
Okay. All right.
The same.
Section 92 is senior housing. Strike 25,000 at wherever it was and insert it in other. That appears to have been done.
Yeah, that just came back because, yeah.
And
section 9.
You already did section, we have another section 9? You already did that one.
Did we?
Yeah.
They're restated at the end. Those three amendments are stated in the committee report, and then they're restated at the very end, so they're the same ones. You don't have to do them again.
Okay, thank you.
And then there was a memo sent to me from me as the chair.
You should have a copy.
That you have distributed that talks about some matters that were going to be taken, be considered and taken care of in this committee.
So I'm noting that the first one here, a few budget contained funds for legal fees that should be reserved and appropriated at the AG's office, which has oversight of outside counsel. These budgets include strategic planning and the gaming commission. Has anybody drafted up an amendment for that at a later time? I don't think we need to do them right now.
I believe we want the amendments.
So gaming commission probably isn't.
Gaming commission is not addressed.
Okay, so we'll have to look at that here in a minute. Take a note.
I'll find that one.
Okay. May I go ahead? Chief's office, judicial and legislative branch have excess funds and benefits line.
Mr. Gill, do you have some insight to the gaming commission?
I just want to make the committee aware that I wasn't quite sure what you were talking about there, but if we're talking about professional fees for legal fees, the Attorney General's budget is already passed out of this body. So,
where?
Okay, just want to make sure.
Congressman White, continue.
Yeah, I was going to move on to the next point from GovOps Committee, unless Congressman wants to do that. I'm sorry. Are you going to go?
Well, the next one was that there are excess fees. There's supposed to be a Attorney General opinion regarding what that amount would be payable if the committee wants to reduce those. You know, I don't really want to do it until we see an Attorney General's opinion on it. But if we get an Attorney General's opinion on it, then there are excess fees in there. Otherwise, I guess there'll be fees in there. I mean, we have the, I've seen the opinion, but it hasn't been stamped and circulated. So I think we leave it in there until such time as we want to take it out, or just know that there's going to be fees that will be in the retained revenue. I mean, amounts that will be in the retained revenue. They're not fees, they're benefit monies. There, and that's due to the fact that elected officials are addressed differently than employees.
Congresswoman Waddle.
Well, I agree. We should probably just move away from it until that opinion's official.
Yeah.
And if we want to do budget modifications at a later date, we can do so.
And then Health Benefit Act, the treasurer estimated the need for $20,000 to perform an audit. That needs to be an amendment, I think, because the Health Benefit Act audit is mandated by law. I don't know if Mr. Potts, did you make an amendment for that?
Not made an amendment for that. My understanding was from a communication with the treasurer that that amount was included.
He called me and said it wasn't. See if I can find an email from him, too.
My understanding is that we reviewed that thoroughly in committee.
We did review it in committee, and there was $20,000, or there was some amount of money in there, but he said that that was for the, like, an actuarial study, or a study that Mr. Zahn referenced today. You might, I can't tell who's
treasurer here. Treasurer is here.
You might ask him. I understood that was for some study that was talking about forecasting going forward and forecasting going backward, but not an audit of the health benefit accounts. But since he's here, we can resolve it.
I understood that it was an audit because we used Dana's little scenario as an example, and I think Congressman Tillman asked a question, and Dana gave a quick little story about something that got messed up, and then someone asked, "Do we audit?" And he said, "Yes."
And he's here.
Mr. Alexander? Mr. Alexander? The question is from Congresswoman Edwards regarding the $20,000 needed for an audit for the Health Benefit Act, whether or not it's included in the Treasury budget.
Would you say again, please?
The $20,000 required or needed for an audit of the Health Benefit Plan Fund,
okay.
Is that included in the Treasurer's budget or the accounting budget?
I think it's I'm remembering a $10 million thing.
This is specific to the amount needed to audit the health benefit, not the appropriation to the health benefit.
Okay. I'm just aware of the $10 million. I can't really speak to the question, I don't think.
Thank you. My recollection is similar, that we identified that amount. I believe Mr. Zahn was here and stated that that amount was included in the budget.
Okay.
I'll be happy to go back and listen to minutes and recordings of that meeting, but my recollection is that.
Well, I don't think we should hold up the whole bill because we're going to go back and listen to. If that's your recollection, let's just go with your recollection.
I'll go back and listen to the minutes.
Okay.
Do you have another?
The next thing is. The data update, I think that was the amendment that we've seen, so that's in there. The next comment was that there was specific direct assistance. That's limited to, it's tribal direct assistance for down payment tribal funds. It's limited to Osages who reside in Osage County. There was some discussion about, and I don't know how we would do that, to make sure that that down payment assistance is for all Osages since it's tribal funds.
Thank you. Hold on just a moment. Mr. Alexander? Did you have further clarification?
I don't think the audit will cost that much. I think more like 15 would be a better number. And it's, are you talking about the professional fee line item?
Yes, sir. Okay. And I believe that that was correct, too, that it wasn't going to cost 20. But I believe that, I'll go back and listen to the minutes, but I believe that you stated it was included in either the accounting budget or the treasurer's budget.
Mm-hmm. Remember that?
It is.
It'll be in line, yeah.
Okay.
I guess my
so that amendment would not be needed.
My phone call was, I'm not sure what that phone
Thank
call
you.
Was then.
Yeah. Congressman Edwards.
The housing budgets have wages, equipment, operation expenses listed as direct services. I saw an amendment that that would change that to other, but I think it needs to be noted that there's wages and equipment and operating expenses. So that needed to be moved into other from direct assistance. There's insurance for automobiles in the occupancy line. Not sure if there's an amendment to address that. Vehicle repairs in the tribal works budget are not under equipment. We learned in the course of our meetings that there's a policy that equipment under $5,000 is not being considered equipment, but it's being considered supplies, is that right? Or operations expense?
Operations expense.
So then there was that issue, and then the election budget office has not budgeted for a special election if there is one.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
What do we want to do with these suggestions? The one I see that's a pretty easy fix is on page 46, where the 21,000 was moved to the other line. That was taken out of direct assistance, correct?
What page are you on?
That's Home Health Board. Excuse me. I'm just looking at HAP for housing.
I thought there had been an amendment prepared.
Oh, HAP.
There are two amendments that have been prepared, Amendment 9 and 10, that strike other and insert other direct service expenses.
Okay. All right. So there's an amendment prepared for that.
Congresswoman Edwards.
I would prefer us to strike the legal fees and introduce an amendment to the Attorney General's now signed bill tomorrow that moves those attorney fees into the Attorney General's office.
There are prepared amendments that would strike legal fees in one of the budgets. Again, I believe that the Gaming Commission would still need to be addressed.
Okay, I'll find that one.
Okay. So is that, are we finished with?
That's it.
Like the chair.
That's it for government operations.
For government operations. Congresswoman Moore.
Is there anything there in this list that we want to act upon before we move on to another committee, or do we just want to take a note that there might be some action upon what?
If you'll keep going, I can try to find some amendments that I need to make if there aren't already made.
Okay. So we've done education.
Would you like to do commerce next?
He's a commerce representative. Mm-hmm.
Congresswoman Stapler.
Looking through the list, looking through the meeting dates that we had, there were no amendments to any of the committee meetings to the budgets.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stapler. Moving on to Culture Committee report. Congressman Bighorst.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Looking through the sections and the minutes, I see no amendments. Any changes to the cultural component?
Thank you, Congressman Bickers. Moving on to health. Congressman Bickers.
We had 8 meetings. There were no amendments. But I was just talking to Speaker Walker, and that last day that we met, we did have 3 submissions, which we fixed through this committee by committee substitute. And that's it.
Thank you, Congressman Goodbox. I believe that's correct on my initial review. Maybe Ms. Sneed can confirm as well. Prevention budgets and others that pertain directly to health that were revised are contained in the 2017. Okay. We are through the initial review from committee reports. Any further discussion on 1848? Congressman Edwards.
With respect to the Gaming Commission, legal fees, was that entire amount of professional fees the legal fees? It's $241,620. Does anyone remember?
No, we'd have to go.
We need to go back to the support documentation. Mm-hmm. Okay. Can we do that?
Are you driving?
Yeah. No.
No?
You can't drive on there. I can drive on here.
And you can get it up on here?
No, I can only.
Okay. Budgets are where?
Part two.
Pardon me?
Part two.
I'm failing miserably at driving. I don't know where those things are.
I'm reviewing it right now. The Association of Gaming Commission submitted on August 29th. It does appear that way. $241,620 was for attorney, background, NIGC, and the FBI. Those numbers are not delineated. So I'm not able to tell you the amount for just the attorney.
Which the law says that under professional fees, you delineate those out. So, 200,000. But with the things, background checks?
Listed in the support documentation is attorney, background, NIGC, and FBI.
This must be their budget. Is this their initial budget submission or the one from the 29th?
I'll make a phone call.
Chair will entertain a motion for a recess.
Well, you can go ahead and I'll just excuse myself.
Okay. So we're looking for amendments on that.
Are there any other amendments to be proposed?
The legal fees from strategic planning. Can you recall that number? You've got that one. Okay.
Mr. Gill, did you have an opportunity to prepare that amendment that I asked you to help me with?
I've worked on it. Megan is helping me with the legislative insert for it that'll go along with it. So it's almost ready. We took about 5 or 10 minutes. We could probably have it finalized.
Chair will entertain a motion. There is a motion for a recess to
get an amendment together.
Is there a time?
To the call of the chair.
Finish that.
Motion to recess to the call of the chair. There is a second. All those in favor, please signify by saying yes.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we are in recess.
Let me see your
on there. Madam Clerk, we are in recess.
I made a motion.
Stabler, second by Goodbox.
Thank you.